A lot of companies want to use genetic engineering to make the world a better place. At least that's their claim. But several of them have hit a hurdle they say can kill their technology before it gets a chance. NPR's Joe Palca has this story about two companies that have run into regulatory roadblocks.
Dengue is a potentially fatal disease. There's no cure and no vaccine. Dengue isn't common in the United States, but it could be. That's because we have plenty of the species of mosquito that transmits dengue, and there have been sporadic cases in Texas and Florida. So controlling this mosquito is crucial for keeping dengue out of the United States. The British company Oxitec thinks it knows how to do that.
So the basic idea is very simple.
Luke Alfie is chief scientific officer of Oxitec. The company has made a genetically modified mosquito where the males are all sterile. When the genetically modified males mate with normal females, there are no offspring.
Over time, with periodic releases or successive releases of the sterile males, the target population will collapse.
No mosquitoes, no dengue. Florida officials agreed to let Oxitec test its mosquitoes in Key West. So in 2009, Oxitec started asking which federal agency it needed to get approval from. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said, "We're it." So in March 2010, Oxitec submitted an application to import their mosquitoes from the UK, and they waited, and they waited. Finally, 18 months later, Oxitec heard back from the USDA. Bad news. They said, "We're not the right agency. Try the Food and Drug Administration." What's that about? I asked USDA to explain its decision, but haven't heard back from them yet. How is it possible that it takes a federal agency 18 months to decide it's not the right one to regulate something?
Well, the basic issue goes back to the problem of how the government first established oversight over genetically modified organisms.
Eric Hallerman is a professor of fisheries and wildlife at Virginia Tech.
There is no particular act that establishes government authority to do it.
Instead, in 1986, the Reagan White House decided to use existing laws, like the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, and the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, as the basis for regulating genetically modified organisms, something that has led to some strange circumstances. For example, for the purposes of regulation, the FDA considers a genetically modified mosquito a new animal drug. But if Oxitec is frustrated, consider the plight of a Massachusetts company called Aqua Bounty. It has created a genetically modified salmon, a fish that is also a drug as far as the FDA is concerned. The salmon grows faster than wild salmon, something that could appeal to fish farmers. Aqua Bounty has been trying to get FDA approval to market its salmon for more than a decade. Hallerman was on a panel of scientists the FDA asked to evaluate whether the Aqua Bounty salmon were safe. In September 2010, the panel met and told the FDA, yes, it would be okay to approve the salmon for sale.
I was thinking at that time that they were going to come out with some sort of a decision sometime that winter. Well, here we are at the next winter.
The point here isn't whether the Aqua Bounty salmon or Oxitec's mosquito really are safe. There are some legitimate scientific questions about that. The point is the companies are in a regulatory never-never land. Ron Stadish is president of Aqua Bounty.
It's sending a very strong message to the investment community and to people trying to develop innovative new products that there really is not a functional regulatory paradigm.
Stadish says any answer would be better than none at all. But even if the FDA does approve the salmon, there's yet another hurdle. Mark Begich is the Democratic senator from Alaska. He's not convinced the salmon is safe, and approving it would threaten his state's wild salmon fisheries.
We don't need to go down this path, and I believe that that's the position we need to take.
He's introduced legislation that would make it unlawful to ship, transport, offer for sale, sell, or purchase genetically altered salmon or other marine fish. The White House has plans to overhaul its regulatory processes. But so far, Joe Palca, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.